Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF
Hello
conference system.
Hello and welcome.
One
this
other party is in this
SDF
conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269.
It's running. We'll see if anyone else dials in and talks back at Kuma. That would be nice. As anyone who ever listens to me or cares less, I am currently in the Bavarian city of Munich. That's in Germany. It's in southern Germany. And I'm here for another, roughly 45 days. I think that's about right. I've been here about 2 weeks, and I'll be here slightly over 60, so it's something in that neighborhood. I have to go look it up. I don't pay attention until it gets a lot closer to the end. I came here to see things and go places, and I haven't for a variety of obnoxious but also personal reasons, which is not as annoying. Today, I set a goal for myself that if I didn't get on a train and go somewhere, I'd have to cancel my side trips. Well, I did get on a train. I did go somewhere. It just happened to be only about 10 kilometers away to another railway station, which I got off and came back by subway. But it did count, so I am set to maybe go places in a day or two. And the place I'm planning to go to is the country of Slovenia, depending on, I've got to find out how to pronounce that correctly, and the capital city of Ljubljana, I believe it is. Why am I going there? Because it's there. That's all. It's just, you know, why do you climb the mountain? Because it's there. And it's also a little private little fun for me. I'm trying to see how many countries and capitals I can collect. It will not be a big number because I am very old. I am not going to travel much more. And so the number won't come out high. It'll be high compared to many people because many people don't travel at all. So currently my country count, I think, is about 25, which isn't much for some people, but is a lot for me. And I believe my capital count is somewhere around 18. Now, technically, I've been to Slovenia last year, but I didn't go to the capital, so I'm going to add that in. And if all goes to plan, let's all say nice things to Kuma, I plan to go to Zagreb in Croatia right next door. That's two-hour train trip, which I hope to take on one of my days while I'm staying there in Slovenia. Anyhow, that's my current upcoming travel plans, if they all goes right. Oh, I hope. A side problem, of course, is I'm having more and more trouble walking, which is putting a very great damper on places I can go, because I have to at least walk out of here to get on the subway. And that's not so bad, but boy, crossing some of these train stations are epic walks indeed. We're talking on the same scale as large airports. Train stations in Europe can be that big. Now, the reason they're that big is that they stretch underground, and there's a lot of room underground if you're going to build that way, and especially with subway stations with linking tunnels and other things like that. The distances can become phenomenal underground. I'm cognizant of my bad leg, but if it weren't for that, I'd really enjoy myself because these underground areas. Some of them are just subsurface.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Remind me of Luna City from the book Luna's a Harsh Mistress and from other Robert Heinlein books. They're tunnels. I mean, you're underground. There's nothing. But there are shops and there's peoples and there's things going this way and that. And it's, to me, it's kind of exciting, even for somebody in this dull situation. It just has an interest to me. Every time I descend into the subway, it's that subterranean world and there's things going on there. I